I guess just before we start formally, a yasher koch for coming out on a rainy night. They say, Chassidim say in the name of the Apta Rav, that the Apta Rav would wish his Chassidim a Happy New Year on January 1st. So obviously that was very confusing to the Chassidim, is why he would do that. So he explained that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us in Rosh Hashanah, so he looks at us and sees how we do, and you know, good is good and not so is good, and that's the end of the judgment. But then he waits a few months later until January 1st, and he sees how we observe our Rosh Hashanah with tefillah, tshuva, and tzedakah, and how we come before Hashem in a sincere way to uplift ourselves, to use our time to the best of our ability to bring in the new year. And then he looks and sees how the rest of the world uses their January 1st and uses their Erev New Year's, and he sees that it's not the same. And Ashreichem Yisrael, that we observe our New Year's differently than their New Year's, and therefore he would turn to the Hasidim and say, Happy New Year's, Shana Tova, going back, because we see now that it's a good judgment for Klal Yisrael, because Hashem sees how they act and how we act. So how much more so on Erev New Year's to come out and to learn Torah and to mechazek oneself as well, certainly an even greater judgment for Klal Yisrael for the rest of the year. Our daf here on Daf Yadal and Megillah makes mention of the 10 tribes. We know that every single tribe except for Yehuda and Yamin were exiled by Melech Ashur during the days of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk in Malachim Beis says, Bishnas HaTishis LaHoshea, Lekad Melech Ashur Es Shamron, V'yagal Es Yisrael Ashur V'yashav Osam B'chalach, V'chibur Nar Gozen V'ari Madai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained that the 10 tribes would be sent into exile by Melech Ashur, by the king of Assyria. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud has a machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar regarding whether or not the 10 tribes will return to the Jewish people during the ultimate gula. Aseres HaShvatim Einan Masidim Lachzor. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that the 10 tribes are not coming back. That's it. They're lost forever. Shneamar V'ashlichem Al Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh. I'm sending them away to another land. Kayom hazeh, like this day. What does it mean, like this day? Ma hayom holech veinu chozer, just like this day is never coming back ever again. Af heim holchem veinu chozem, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So too, they're never coming back. Just like this day is gone, so too the Shvatim are gone. Comes Rabbi Lazar and says, Omer, kayom hazeh. No. Ma yom afilo meir, af aseres ha-shvatim she'afeilo lehen, kach asid leher lehem. Just like the day gets dark and then becomes light, so too for the 10 tribes, it is dark, but eventually will become light. Now, this is the machlokus, whether the 10 tribes are lost forever. However, the Achronim point out, and the Mefarshim point out, there are three things that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer agree to that there is no argument about. The first is that both agree that a portion of the 10 tribes have already returned. And that's our Gemara here in Megillah Daf Yadalad. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lo Hava Hasam. Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't there to speak about what happened with the Sefer Torah that Yoshua Melech found. Shehalach Lahachzer Sashivatim, because he went to go bring back the 10 tribes. Minalan, how do we know? Tahadra Ksiv Kiamochra Lamemchar Lo Yoshev Efshar Yovel Vidatal Venavim Nisnabe Elav Shivatal El Malamed. Sheyirmiyah Achzir Yoshua Ben Amon Melech Yolayan. Meaning, we see from the fact that it says that Yechezkel HaNavi felt that there's going to be a time where there's not going to be any Yovel. So the Gemara says, what do you mean there's not going to be any Yovel? There's already 10 tribes not there. And if the majority of Klal Yisrael aren't in Eretz Yisrael and they're not in their proper Shvatim, so then there's no Yovel. So it must be there's going to be another time there's going to be no Yovel. And it must be, if that's the case, the tribes had come back in the days of Yirmiyah, a portion of comeback. And this is repeated by Rashi and Sanhedrin. So that's point number one. When we say the 10 tribes were lost, some came back. Everybody agrees to that. Two, both agree that only the majority of the 10 tribes were exiled. They also agree that not everyone was sent into Galus. Meaning, even if I say that Dan and Naphtali were sent into Galus, not everyone was sent in, somebody remained. And therefore, when we say that a person can descend from any of the Shvatim, it's true. It's not just Kohanim, Leviim, and Yehuda. There's also people who can descend from the rest of the Shvatim without question. This is the Shita that's brought down by the Yeshua Mashicho, in the Iyun HaRishon, he says very clearly that, according to the Psukim and the Mefarshim, not everyone from the 10 tribes were sent away, some people remained. And the third point is brought down by the Maharal in the Nesach Yisrael in Perach Lamed Aleph. He has a long, long chapter about the 10 tribes, what they represent, and how they fit into Hashkafa. And he says that both agree that during the time of Mashiach, there will certainly be 12 tribes, and the Machlokus is only regarding whether or not those who were exiled were lost amongst the Goyim. But there's going to be returning, there's going to be possibility for people to return as well when Mashiach comes. So those are the three things everybody agrees to. Generally, we follow, when we have Machlokas Rabbi Akiva v'Chaveiro, Rabbi Akiva versus somebody else, we follow Rabbi Akiva. That's the rule of Psak. So it would seem to be over here that Rabbi Akiva says they're not coming back, so the halacha would be they're not coming back. But we have a problem, because the Gemara Yevamo says that if the Gemara has a Shita, that if a non-Jew is Mekadosh a woman, so we're choshesh for Kedushin. We're worried that maybe the Kedushin is good. Why? Because Efshar, says the Gemara, he descends from one of the 10 tribes. So Rabbi Kiva said that they're not coming back. They're all lost. So what are we worried about, that the non-Jew who married the woman descends from the 10 tribes? So the Rambam here in the Parish of Mishnayah says that there's no psak halacha when it comes to emunah and hashkafa. That's what the Rambam says. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva are not arguing halach, they're arguing a hashkafic idea or an aspect of emunah about what's going to be with Klal Yisrael in the days of Mashiach. And therefore, there's no psak, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar, no one is right in such a machlokas. That's one approach. The Ran says that Rabbi Kiva is against the pasuk in Yecheskel that we said, that they are going to come back. And therefore, when it's a machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Yecheskel Anavi, so the halacha follows, not like Rabbi Akiva. And then the Pachad Yitzchak writes that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva because there's more than one opinion that disagrees with them. So even though Rabbi Akiva says they're not going to come back, the preponderance of evidence seems to be that the Shvatim will come back in some form later on. Now, where did the Shvatim go? So that's another discussion for a very big time. The Sambacho in Africa, Rashi says, in Sanhedrin, all different types of things. Perhaps we can discuss the fascinating midrashim of the Sambacho another time, but not for right now. Now, the Ramah writes in Yeridea, in Hilchos Shechita in the beginning, that you can't give a Kabbalah for Shechita, a Heksher for somebody's Shech, if they're less than 18. And the source is based on the Mordechai, and this is based on the Mordechai who cites the Hilchos Aleph Yud, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and often referred to by this work. And the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael was written by a person named Eldad Hadani, Eldad, who descended from Dan. And there's a big story. He claimed that he came from the 10 tribes, and he came back, and he taught all these halachos. He was similar to Yiddishkeit, but it wasn't exactly Yiddishkeit, and some of his halacha kind of crept into parts of the Rishonim. And there was a great debate whether he was a fraud, whether he was really a real person or not. Rabbi Salvechik has a Shtickel Torah. He says what it says, it's not Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it's Hilchos Aleph Yud. Aleph Yud stands for Hilchos Amar Yehoshua, because Eldad Adani was always quoting Yehoshua, who was the Rebbeim, who was the Rebbe of the people who went into Eretz Yisrael. The Taz says we can follow Eldad Adani, and he's reliable. The Maharshal and the Pesachei Shuva all say that he's not reliable at the end of the day. And this obviously touches upon the greater question of Ethiopians and what was done. We know that there was a terrible famine, destruction in Ethiopia, and the Jews of Eretz Yisrael came and lifted them up and brought them to the land of Israel. And there was a big discussion in the poskim at that time. Are they from the 10 tribes or not? Rav Avad Yosef has an important shuv in Yabi Omer, in Chelek Ches, and Evan Ezra Simin Yir Aleph. He says that they are from the 10 tribes without question, no problem whatsoever. And he says without question, they don't need Geirus, everything is fine. However, comes the Tzitz Eliezer, and Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote an article in Apardes, and Rav Herzog, and they all were not so convinced that these Ethiopians were from the 10 tribes. And even if they were from the 10 tribes, they haven't exactly been practicing Judaism as we know it, the same way the rest of the people, and perhaps they were taking in converts that were not properly converted, and also, they haven't exactly been practicing Gerushin and Kedushin, marriage and divorce, like the rest of the Jewish people. So, forget if they're Jewish, what if they're all Mamzerim? What are we going to do with that? So, Rav Shechter has a Shtickel Torah where he says maybe there's a Sveik Sveika, why they're not Mamzerim, but all these connect to the same issue here in our Gemara. The Gemara here in Megillah, Daf Yadalad, did the Shvatim come back? How many of the Shvatim came back? And how that implies halacha lemaisa at the end of the day. Okay, stop here.
and Happy New Year.